Hello, good morning, Bimbo St. Jewish.
Good morning, it's Marlene. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marlene. How are you? How was your weekend?
Good. Oh, good. How about yours?
Oh, good. Just, just getting here. I'm running late. I actually just got to the store.
Oh, okay.
Foggy headed here. Busy. We went out for, did a birthday lunch for my brother's girlfriend, and then just running around doing that and just watching a little bit of football and doing some errands and back to the grind here.
Nice.
How about you? How was your weekend?
That's right. Oh, good. Yeah, they just go too fast, don't they?
They do. They do go too quick. And that's why we do half-day Mondays, because we just all need a little break. Sundays are never a day off. It's always something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I hear ya.
Cooking and laundry and chores. And
yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, they go by too quick, but back to the grind here. I did have a girl and her mom in on Friday, believe it. Nothing crazy, just she likes nothing bigger than a carrot in an oval.
Okay, all right.
She wants to go lab grown. I don't have anything to order quite yet. We're just showing her some stuff and giving her some prices. Her mom is the one that's going to, like, get all the lowdown on everything and
right.
Relay it to the boyfriend and everything. Wants to go they're young, so wants to go economical, so lab grown. And
okay.
So there was that. So she really, really, really liked the mounting we had. That was like right up her alley. It was everything she wanted.
Right.
So hopefully the mom will be back with the boyfriend on that one. But other than that, nothing else. I did want to call you. Actually, yeah, good thing you called. I did. So an old employee of ours, husband is shopping, getting she's been wanting 2-carat total weight studs for a while, and she wants to go lab grown just because she doesn't care about that. She's just been kind of waiting. She's always asking me, like, if she comes in, hey, what's the lab grown market like? Are they getting cheaper? I'm like, yeah, they're, like, super cheap. So now, what are the prices on a 2-carat total weight?
White gold.
White gold, total weight stud.
Okay, yeah, they're really reasonable. Oh, we're very competitive. And
do yours come, any of them come threaded by chance?
No, I'll tell you what they are threaded. No.
I mean, I can switch them out. There's no problem. It's just if it came by that like that by chance, that'd just be easier.
You mean for the post?
Yeah, threaded post, yeah. Posting back.
We have the friction back usually.
Okay, that's not a problem. I can switch them out.
So let's see what we got. Yeah, for that price. Okay, labs, where are they? Okay. So I have a pair of 2-carat DEVS2SI1 lab, 14-carat white gold, 4-prong basket for $750. Or I also have a pair, I don't know what the difference is, I have a 2-carat DEVS1SI1, 4-prong basket. Now, these ones are $600, so I would think you'd have to grab that. That's a huge difference. I don't know. Maybe they just didn't reprice since they went down. So, yeah.
DEVS to SI1?
Uh-huh. Friction back, $600.
I'd say they're all going to be nice being lab grown. I'd just say when it's time to order, I'll just give me the cheapest one.
And there's also a pair of 14-karat white gold 3-prong. They should prefer that to the basket.
What does she have right now? Hold on. My mom's right here.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Liz's studs? Do you know if they're on 3-prong, the martinis, or 4?
We do martinis for her, yeah.
Do you know if her current ones are?
No, I don't. Do you want me to ask? It's just a surprise,
right? Yeah, let me talk to the husband, but I'd say I like the 3-prong martinis. They always get better stuff. So either way, when it's time to order, let me shoot him a text. When it's time to order, we'll go over that again. But let me shoot him a text for these prices, and I will get back at you.
Okay. And if I was a lab grown oval, we really only have like 1.5 in those. We don't go down to a carat. Let me see if I even had 1.5 or I go to 2.
No, I know. Check. I remember Maggie said you guys don't do anything less than 2 carat in lab.
Yeah.
On the,
yeah.
Round,
I think we have carats, not the other shapes.
It's okay. I just totally spaced on that. I just thought about
it's
that.
It's okay.
Right.
No, always
yeah,
ask
I just usually do like, yeah.
Who knows? Day to day, something could change and we could have some. So always check in.
Yeah, you never know, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I'm going to run the price by on the suds by the husband, and I'll get back on those. And then,
yeah.
Other than that, not much else, though. I got you all paid up on those other stones.
Yeah.
And hopefully, let's get something else coming through. Yeah, we just got some new mountings, and we got some new bridal engagements, so hopefully maybe we'll need some stones for those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we got
yeah.
some new semis, so maybe we'll set them up with, like, a couple labs or something.
Now, do you buy anything for inventory ever?
Like, loose diamond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
or jewelry. Or jewelry. We have the finished jewelry. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I haven't taken a big look at that. No, we just bought some bridal. We'll just six them and melt something crazy. With gold prices, it's so hard. Like, there's a pair of hoops that we have from Quality Gold.
Right.
Just your standard, you know, classic hoop. It's kind of like on the bigger end, you know, bigger hoop. $500 they were at, and now the other day I repriced them. They're up to $665.
Oh, I bet. Crazy.
For a pair of, they probably weigh 2 grams at the most.
Wow.
You know, I'm like, Jesus, you know. And yeah, it's so hard right now because, for one, I think, I don't know if I've explained it, just, for our area, Lompoc is really, it's difficult to buy. It's been like this for years. It's very, very difficult to buy
right.
because some people are up on trends. Some people are not. Some people are very, it's very blue-collar
right.
down. A lot of people just are, you know, just work and go home and, you know, weekend warrior kind of thing, and like, you know, jewelry isn't just, not a lot of people, and there's the country club kind of people that are jewelry, but then, you know, they're older, so they've already got everything they need. Then
right.
there's, you know, the people in town that, you know, hey, yeah, like, they're on a budget, you know, they'll spend like $500, $1,000, but what they're wanting is like, you know, champagne taste on a beer budget.
Oh, gotcha.
And, you know, so it's very hard to buy. Well, we have vendors come through, and, like, me and my mom are, like, we just bought some stuff from OSPI, and we spent, like, 4 hours with that lady. And then at the end of it, we're, like, going through our list. We're like, well, maybe that won't do that well here. Maybe we need to cut those out. I don't know if these stars and moons and everything are, like, you know, paperclip chains. And I'm like, paperclip chains did not do well here at all. We had them in silver.
Yeah.
We had them in gold. And gold filled and gold plated, everything. Trying to just be economical with them. And no, everyone, they get them from the, like, they go to the boutiques and they get them from the you know, $5 ones from the,
right.
from a boutique or something. And yeah, gold, we do buy inventory, but buying it's just so hard. And then now with gold prices, it's like even harder because it's like, well, we like that, but now that ring is like going to retail for $3,000 and it's got a quarter carat of diamond total weight in it or something like that. It's like, wow, like, what do we...
Yeah.
What do we do, you know? It's just... And then diamonds, you know, I've just always left diamonds in memo just because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're far and few between, so I just always left those in memo. But, yeah.
Right.
It's just, it's hard times for the jewelry industry right now. We need, we need gold prices to go down a lot. I mean, it's crazy. They've gone up so much in just the last, even just in the last 4 years. Like, what is going on? Like, how come it's just, you know, it's so high? It just makes makes running a business like ours very, very hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it will pick up for you with the holidays coming.
Yeah, us too. Yeah, I don't know. We're kind of thinking, you know, if it's going to be kind of a dreary year with election year and all that kind of stuff kind of makes it a little hard and everything like that. But
well,
hopefully.
That's almost over.
Yeah, and I'm really, really, really close here. So
yeah,
hopefully we'll see what the holidays gonna, the Christmas is gonna be like. But fingers crossed, it'll be a good one.
Absolutely.
So yeah, well, I'll keep you posted on these diamond studs, and then anything else that comes through. Start of another week, so hopefully, we'll have something going on.
Sounds great. All right, yeah, let me know if she wants to see, get those earrings.
Yeah, it's for Christmas. He needs to put a little money away. He's been saving up for him. It's been a tough year for them. A lot of family stuff going on and whatnot. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But he'll definitely get them. It's just a matter of when he's going to get them. It's probably closer to Christmas.
Right.
And then other than that, I hope you have a great week. I hope there's been what's the diamond market look like? Is it more natural sales and all that?
Yeah, the labs seem to be wearing out, which is good. So hopefully you will be getting some big natural coffee. They're still selling those big diamonds. So
that's good.
Positive and good to know for you. So, we're getting a lot
that's
of big calls still. And
I think people are definitely getting away from that lab market, and and if the natural prices stay relatively reasonable, then you're gonna definitely see some more sales in them. It's just they can't be breaking the bank, with people's budgets and everything.
Yeah.
But let's see what the week's like. Hopefully, I'll be giving you a call for some.
Sounds great. All right, hon. Have a great day.
Have a great day, Marlene. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.